This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Public art brings people together and creates community conversations. Most cities have figured that out by now. So when Clayton, North Carolina, decided to launch its first public art program in 2008, the town's leaders wanted to do it right. They put out a call to local artists to create a mock-up for a mural that would be displayed in the Clayton Center. Then they hired Jody Severin, a conceptual public artist in residence, to consult on the project. When Jody turned her attention to Clayton, she also turned her camera on the community. The result is Clayton Patchwork, a short film about the mural and the effort to lay the groundwork for public art in that town. The documentary features artist Dorothy Domboski. She and producer Jody Severin are my guests on the program today. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Jody, tell us first about the town of Clayton's decision to launch this public arts program and how you became involved.
Well, as an artist, I look around online for different kinds of opportunities for me to get my work out there. And I saw that Clayton had a call for a conceptual public artist in residence, which is an uncommon thing to see a call for. And I did a little bit of investigation on the town, and I saw that it was a small community outside of Raleigh. And it really piqued my interest, and I started looking into it a little bit more and thought that I would put my name in and send, you know, some of my materials. And I'm really excited that I did and pleased that I was chosen to be the artist in residence.
What was it they wanted? Why did they tell you they wanted an artist in residence?
Clayton is looking to move their public art program forward, and they've had two murals created and also a memorial since 2008. And now I think they're looking at other ways that they can infuse the town with public art. Hmm. So innovative ways. I think that they're open to all kinds of possibilities, from what can be a temporary outdoor public sculpture to a community-based action to performances, in addition to, you know, very traditional big bronze sculptures that can be the cornerstone of a town center.
Well, Dorothy, Clayton is probably one of the fastest-growing places in North Carolina. How long have you lived there?
I came to Clayton in 2004. And I moved down here from 20 years of living up in West Virginia, where I was extremely active in the arts programs in the state up there. So I moved here to get close to my adult children and grandkids.
And keep up your art. Describe the project now that was actually selected and became the mural.
Well, the project we're talking about was first conceived as a small gouache painting. I had entered it into the poster contest here in Clayton. Every 2 years we have a poster contest. And the requirements of the contest was 16 by 20 rectangle, and mine was a circle.
So right away you broke the rules.
So right away I was eliminated, but it caught the town manager's eye, and he walked up the middle of the painting, and I had patched it together much as you would piece a patchwork quilt, and it's made up of lots of little pieces of color and pattern and based on iconic images here.
And you went around town just taking photographs to put,
exactly,
to put it together?
Yep, I walked all over town. And, you know, whenever I go to a new place anyway, I'm always drawn by the architecture of a place because I think it says a lot about community. And, you know, Clayton was an old farm community. And the architecture here, I think, you know, shows off some of that wonderful Eastern Carolina colonial architecture and stuff. And so that's what I seized on.
So your mural is a kind of a quilt of patchwork that combines a lot of these pictures and a lot of the history of Clayton.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the documentary. So we're going to play a clip from that documentary here. Sam Robertson talks about one of the features in the mural, which is, in fact, his father's business, Robertson Mule Company of Clayton.
My father went in business with four more fellows, and there was five of them. And they called the company B.M. Robertson and Company. And he bought them out later, and it became B.M. Robertson Mule Company. He changed it to that. And then he built this building here in 1914, like I said. And probably those mule heads on the front started at that time.
So that's still there, Dorothy, the building with two mule heads and the name of the company. an irresistible photograph, certainly, and obviously made its way into your mural.
Oh, you can't come to Clayton and not notice those two mules on the side of that brick building.
But, Jody, the wonderful thing is now it's up in this public space, recontextualized. You can go see the building, but now it's there, and it prompts these conversations about the place where you live, doesn't it?
Right, right. I think that was most interesting to me was about the stories that went into the mural. Sam, getting to meet Sam, he's 94 years old, and hearing his story and how he lived in the community. I think that the murals is a spark. It allows us to dig deeper into what Clayton has been and where Clayton's going in the future. There's a water tower in the mural that doesn't exist any longer. And people have stories about that being decorated with Christmas lights. There's also the woman, Anna Beanie, who's in the film, who had her dog in the mural. And when somebody works in the building and walked by Dorothy every day and had conversations with her, you know, that's a little bit of magic when somebody's like, I'll put your dog in the mural too. And I think that there's so many of those stories that Dorothy wasn't just a person painting a mural. She was a community organizer in a way. She was able to bring people together in such a magical way that the documentary hopes to share some of those stories and get more conversations going.
Well, it must have been interesting for you, Dorothy, as a non-native, to get the history of the town in this way.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm a people person anyway, so wherever I go, I want to meet the people. I want to know all about them. And another thing that was a huge draw, especially to the youngsters, is I was on one of these push-button cherry pickers, and I could go up and down at will to get to the top of the mural. But
watching you make it was a lot of fun, right?
It was. But just, you know, talking to people and hearing about them. And it's surprising how many of the people actually that come and go through the Clayton Center are not from Clayton. You know, it's growing, as you said, it's a very growing community. And
Well, I was thinking, too, Jody, about the way things work. We see in your film kids and their parents going by and looking at this mural, talking to each other. If you see something every day on the street, it's sort of part of the background. Then suddenly it's up on the wall, and it becomes a subject for conversation. A kid passed every day says, oh, Mommy, there's the mules. Now all of a sudden it's an object for discussion.
The artwork is an object for discussion, and then the original building or where, you know, the spark comes from, whether it's Joan's Lunch and, you know, and a picture of the hot dog on the window and things like that. I think it makes people see their surroundings in a new light, no matter how familiar they are. If you're a newcomer to town or if you've been there for a long time, I think Sam, when we were filming him, said that he never really thought that the building was that special and that we were telling him it was special. And he thought that that was really wonderful and also comical at the same time.
So I know the screening of the film is next week, and you're going to offer some recommendations for other public arts projects. Can we give a preview of what you might tell folks at the screening?
Sure. I'm doing a presentation to the town council at their meeting. And I think that there's a number of different ways that the town can approach public art, from bringing in some temporary kinds of works. I think that those can help get conversations going and see what the community is ready for, is interested in, and then also kind of lead to bigger commissions, things that they have wanted to do in Horn Square and Town Square and places like that, that once they have developed a language that's shared through the community. And I think it's really important that it is not just one person making a decision, but that it's really community generated, that then there can be some fundraising and some bigger projects, hopefully in the future. But there's also fantastic parks in Clayton.
Fundraising, key word. Jody, thank you so much. Dorothy, I'm afraid I'm out of time, but I want to thank both of you for being on the program. Jody Severin, producer of the documentary Clayton Patchwork, features artist Dorothy Domboski, both guests today. The film will premiere May 7th at the Clayton Center in the main lobby. Start time 7 o'clock. More information, claytonnc.org, townofclaytonnc.org. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Henry Petroski on what we can learn from our mistakes when we return. Stay tuned.